what we see basically is that the big dust years are years in which we have very, very powerful winds that run across a large area of the western U.S. And so that combined with drought, because a lot of the U.S., western U.S. has been in a sort of persistent drought for the last decade, those two things, wind and drought, together explain about half of the trend that we see in dust, this increase in dust deposition that we see. The other half is harder to explain. For that, we don't have a very, very clear answer, but we have some ideas. Whenever dust blows, it requires the soils to be either disturbed or have the vegetation removed. So you can kind of imagine all the things that go on in deserts that disturb the soil surfaces. They range from, you know, grazing animals to off-road vehicle use to oil and gas development to construction of new homes and all the other things that go on. We don't know between all those different things which is most important, but we know collectively there's been quite a lot of development in the western U.S. over the last two decades, and that likely is playing a role in the increase.
And so what are the implications for parts of Colorado?
One of the obvious ones, if you live in the mountains, is you see these layers of dust on the snowpack. And that dust on the snowpack is important because what happens late in the season in the spring is that that surface of the snow gets dark, it absorbs more heat, and it melts sooner. And when snow melts sooner in the Rockies, it means that the rivers come up faster, the water disappears sooner, it flows out to the reservoir, and there's been a number of studies now that show actually we get less water in the reservoirs at the end of all of this process because more of it's lost to the atmosphere. So that's really important for a dry part of the U.S. where, you know, water is really valuable. That's one part of it. The other things we know are happening is that this dust is actually changing the chemistry of our rainfall. It's actually making the rain a little less acidic because dust contains things called base cations that neutralize acids. That's not a bad thing at all. That's actually probably a good thing. And then back to the sort of more negative consequences, the other big one is visibility. You know, we all like to look across mountain valleys and see pristine peaks off in the distance, and dust obscures that view quite a bit.
Until recently, dust hasn't been routinely measured. How did you discover that dust emissions have increased?
What we did, because we don't have direct measurements of dust deposition, is look for what we call a proxy measurement. A proxy is something that is related to but is not the same as the item that you're interested in. In this case, we measured calcium in rainfall, and calcium can get into the atmosphere in a number of different ways. Some of those ways are industrial. In the western U.S., and actually for much of the U.S., the largest source of calcium is soil that blows up in the atmosphere, and then once it's in the atmosphere, it helps form up raindrops, and then some of that calcium out of the soil dissolves in the rain. So by looking at trends in calcium deposition, which is well measured across the U.S., we were able to see what parts of the country are experiencing changes in calcium deposition. When you look at that map, there's a big bullseye on the western Rocky Mountains of Colorado, where there have been very, very large increases in calcium deposition over the last 17 years. And so that information combined with what we know about where calcium comes from lets us say something about this overall change or increase in dust deposition in that period.
Dust is now being measured, and the study you did was funded by the National Science Foundation. Why are these efforts happening? You know, why does it matter if there's an increase in dust?
Dust contains particles, and those particles, go into our lungs when we breathe. And there are concerns about what this means for air quality in a human health sense and whether or not there are any, you know, long-term impacts. That's not something we know very much about, actually, with dust storms, but it's something that, you know, we are concerned with.
Jason, thanks for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.